This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV in Richmond. Appreciate you listening to us on 910 The Fan or on the FM side, 105.1 FM. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can take us on the go, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Krupp Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You want to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit kroppmetcalf.com and you can join their team. Spish, Cakes, EB, and JP, that is the foursome. Coming up later this hour, chance to win some prizes. We have tickets to go see Whitney Cummings in concert and the Deftones at Capital One Arena. But joining us right now, as he does every Friday, he's a Commanders Insider, News Director at ABC7 and Sports Anchor, Scott Abraham. Hey, Scott.
Happy Friday, boys. Let's do this.
Happy Friday, four in a row. It's fun, but there's a little worry here. What's going on with Brian Robinson?
I mean, I think it's similar to last week, guys. Obviously, there's something going on in the knee, and there's no reason to push it. I'm expecting him to play on Sunday. Obviously, something's bothering him. They're just being smart in terms of load management, reps. And I don't see any reason why he won't be out there on Sunday. We'll have an update from head coach Dan Quinn before practice today. But looks like Noah Brown could be trending upward as well. Remember, he missed last week with the groin injury. So he could be playing on Sunday as well.
If Robinson misses practice today, do you still think he could be a go on Sunday?
No. Okay. Usually history tells you if they miss practice on Friday, a good chance that he will not be playing on Sunday.
But if he misses, they've hit on a really nice backup plan in Jeremy McNichols, who's averaging 7.1 yards per carry. He's been a really good fill-in when, you know, guys have missed, like Eckler missed with a concussion, or if B-Rob's workload is diminished. That's a guy that they can lean on at this point.
I mean, he's such an underrated signing. I mean, I don't know if he was on your radar before the season, but McNichols has been just a absolute huge fill-in the void, kind of that third running back piece. And credit to Adam Peters and his scouting staff for bringing this dude in, because all he does is produce when he's on the field and gets touches. He's been there, done that, McNichols, because he's a veteran presence in a sense. And it's a good backup plan if Robinson or Eckler's out, that you can trust him in the pass protection game. And obviously, you read the stat right there. Just the average yards per carry is incredible.
I think I asked you this last week, Scotty. Yeah. Just kind of you know, watching the defense and how they're progressing as a unit, getting to the quarterback now. Deshaun Watson clearly is not Lamar Jackson. Kyler Murray can run, but he's still not Lamar Jackson. So your thoughts on how they've played the last couple weeks, getting to the quarterback 11 times, but kind of keeping those guys in the pocket. Do you think there's a possibility they can try and do that again with Lamar?
Yeah, obviously Lamar is a different stratosphere, but it's great to see the progress in the stacking of performances, the stacking of days, as defensive coordinator Joe Witt Jr. Kind of gets a feel of the pieces he has on that defensive side. And I think a big thing is the secondary and that defensive front are in sync because they go hand in hand. If, you know, you get to the quarterback in time, make him feel uncomfortable in the pocket, the DBs can do their thing on the back end, and vice versa. The DBs do their end, lock them up for a couple extra seconds. The defensive front can get to the quarterback sack, put some pressures on. So Dorrance Armstrong's been phenomenal. You know, he was one of those, again, underrated signings where you bring him over from Dallas and give him an opportunity, and he's been getting several sacks. I don't know what his total is for the season, but
he's been tremendous. Pretty sure he's at three.
He's been great. And you look at Frankie Louvu, he's a heat-seeking missile. He's fun to watch. He's physical, has a high motor. Obviously, you have the veteran Bobby Wagner, and then the defensive front of Allen, Payne, Newton, Fedarian Mathis, all rotational pieces. There's a confidence here with this defense where you can see, you know, from week one to where they are today, they're growing, they're learning, they're knowing how to play with each other. And it's been great to see. Obviously, it's going to be the biggest test of the season. And in a sense, you're going to have to pick your poison. Are you going to try to really focus on stopping the big guy, Derrick Henry, not allowing him to run all over you? Or are you going to pick your poison of trying to make Lamar beat you with his arm? Because it's a very tough situation where you have an amazing one-of-one running back and an amazing dynamic one-of-one quarterback in Lamar Jackson. That is going to be the challenge for this Commanders defense on Sunday.
You know, Scott, a guy they'd love to have back as missed the last two is Cleveland Farrell. He was limited in Thursday, still dealing with a knee injury. What's the latest on him?
Yeah, same deal. We'll hear more from Dan Quinn. Obviously, he missed last week as well. And, you know, you'd love to get him back as another pass rusher. Dexter Fowler, I believe, had a sack last week. So he kind of filled in nicely. So obviously the more depth, the better. And we'll get an update from Dan before practice. And Cleland was limited as well yesterday. So we'll see if the B-Robs and the Clelands and the Noah Browns are trending upwards in a couple of hours.
Have you noticed a change in demeanor from the players, the coaches, any of them? Are they feeling themselves any, like maybe in years past some of our teams might have?
You know, EB, I think the word is a focus. Like, I really appreciate going in there, and yeah, they're 4-1, but you don't really know it when you go in that locker room. There isn't a rah rah like, you know, we're high and mighty. Like, I think they understand they might be a pretty good team here, and there's a culture that's developing where you have a Terry McLaurin that had a lot of wins in Ohio State. He knows what it's like to kind of start 4-1 in the season. Bobby Wagner obviously has been there, done that. Zach Gertz has had a lot of winning seasons. So there's guys that are that have this positioning of a good start in college or with other teams in the NFL. So I think there's a leadership there that's been important to help with the younger guys and these rookies to kind of navigate the success of what they're having in the NFL. And I look at this Ravens game and, you know, they don't really have anything to lose. Like, I think the pressure's on Baltimore. Obviously, you look at the big brother, little brother kind of mentality, and Washington's not supposed to be 4-1. They're not supposed to have a better record than Baltimore, what many believe going into this matchup. So I think they can go out there, play fearless, be confident, and do what they've been doing for the last 4 weeks. Yes, they're moving up a weight class, but talking to the guys, I don't get the thing. They don't fear anybody. They feel like they can beat Baltimore. They feel like they can beat anybody in this league. And it's very refreshing that there's a confidence and a focus with this team, with these players, with this coaching staff that's been lacking for years in that locker room.
Talked to Scott Abraham, news director, anchor at ABC7, covers the Commanders. When you were talking about their focus and bringing up all the veterans, I immediately thought of Jaden, because I think he's very similar to the way that you were describing the vets. He's somebody that's going to be grounded and not get carried away with where they are right now.
Yeah, he doesn't act like a rookie, guys. And I know you guys listen to the press conferences and see kind of his demeanor. It speaks to the maturity, speaks the way that he was raised, speaks to the amount he played in college. And I don't think that's discussed enough of, you know, all the games he played in college, the amount of snaps he took in college, the amount of high-pressure situations he was in the SEC in those games. Nothing fazes him. And he understands it's a roller coaster sometimes in the NFL, but my goodness, it looks like he's handling everything that is thrown at him. Last week, it was a slow start. He didn't panic. He stuck to the game plan. He made that one big throw to Terry McLaurin, and then all of a sudden, you saw the confidence. You saw kind of the game plan, the offense open up a little bit, and he settled in. He's trending, obviously, so high right now, nationally, locally. You want him to stay healthy. You want him to continue to grow. And I know there's that extra layer in this game of Lamar versus Jaden. And I'm sure you played the sound bites of what he said about that, of not wanting to be compared about Lamar. He's mm-hmm. his own quarterback. I mean, just amazing quotes, amazing comments from a rookie quarterback that all he wants to do is win. All he wants to do is help this team be successful. He's not worried about being compared to Lamar or doing better than Lamar in the game. And I can't wait to watch these two quarterbacks go toe-to-toe on Sunday. It's funny because everybody's talking like this is going to be a shootout. Like, it's going to be a possession mm-hmm. game. Who's going to make that mistake first? And weirdly, like, sometimes in these situations, the defense rises up. And it's a hard-fought physical game. So I won't be surprised either way. But I'm kind of like going against conventional wisdom and thinking, you know, I don't know what the total is for this game. But I tend to think the defense may make some plays, whether it's Baltimore or Washington, in this game.
51.5 is your tote.
Yeah, I think I would go unconventional wisdom and go with the under. I just have a feeling like everybody's talking shootout, where maybe the defenses rise up and get some stops and get some turnovers in this game.
Scott, you touched on Terry McLaurin a second ago. 12 targets in the first 2 weeks. I'm sure he was frustrated, even if he wouldn't verbalize it to you, the media, or his teammates. But the light switch went on after week two. 24 targets in the last 3 weeks, including two 100-plus yard games, two touchdowns, and he's got a long catch of 66 against Cleveland and 55 yards against Cincinnati. So he's finally being utilized in an optimal manner, and it dovetails with Jaden's explosion too.
And it's not just those quick throws. It's not just those, okay, let's get Terry involved. Let's be a possession type receiver. These are explosive plays, guys. They've made a number of explosive plays, Jaden to Terry McLaurin. And it's something this fan base that has been craving for from this offense. We've talked for so many years, where are the explosive plays? Why can't we have big chunk plays instead of these 8-yard pass completions or 10-yard pass completions? This is fun. This offense, Cliff Kingsbury has been fantastic. You know, I don't want to think down the road too far, but mm-hmm. my goodness, I hope they throw the Brinks truck at Cliff Kingsbury and somehow they keep him long-term, because this is a fun offense. He has a handle on the pieces that he has to work with. And it's dynamic. It's explosive. It can be physical and run the football down your throat. Everything you want to have in an offense, it's showing right now with this Washington offense. And if they can go out there in Baltimore in a national spotlight, big environment, and put up another 30-point game, it's incredible, guys. And this Baltimore defense can be had. Look what happened to them last week against Cincinnati. They got torched, I think, with 38 points. Their pass defense is leaky. Their secondary is suspect. So I think this could be an opportunity for Terry and Jaden to have another big game through the air again against a suspect Ravens secondary.
Hey, Scotty, you know a guy who I don't think enough people are talking about, okay? And, you know, we usually talk special teams. Obviously, Eckler has been huge in the kick return game. But they picked up Austin Seibert off the street, and he hasn't missed a kick. He's 25 for 25, if you include extra points. Now, he hasn't been asked to kick a long one as long as his 45, but he was the reason they won the Giant game after Cade York was cut when he missed his field goals. And then, you know, he didn't miss any of the extra points. He made a field goal in the Bengal game. They clearly needed all those points. He's 25 for 25. This game could come down to a kicking contest. Now, look, Justin Tucker is going to the Hall of Fame, so you can't match up with him. But I think Austin Seibert's been like this gem, and he's like the fifth kicker they've had on the roster this year, and he's been huge.
Another storyline that hasn't been talked about enough these last couple of weeks, because everybody's been enamored by Jaden in the offense, and rightfully so. But again, kudos to GM Adam Peters and the scouting department. There's a lot of kickers out there, guys, that need jobs. And they found Austin. They found him. I think it was the joint practice with the Jets, if I remember. And they remember watching him and seeing him. And all he's done coming in here is produce and be consistent. And it's such a luxury to have somebody you trust and you don't have to worry about missing a kick. Okay, yeah, he hasn't been stressed too much.
Right.
You go back to that first week against the Giants, that started this whole thing, guys. It started the whole run. It started the whole momentum, the confidence. Austin was the big reason why they won that football game. And he's been perfect ever since. So, yeah, there's going to be some stressful situations down the line. You're going to see how he handles it. But from a not worrying about a kicker or the negativity that's surrounding the kicker position, there's so many kickers out there in the NFL currently that, you know, the fan base is worried about or freaking out about. And years past here in Washington, it's always been a kicker question. Let's enjoy this, because it's a rarity to have a kicker you trust and you have no fear. And he's certainly doing the job.
Scott, do you care to make a pick, your prediction for Sunday's game?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're moving up a weight class. You know, we've talked about this. You know, I asked the guys about the measuring stick thing, and, you know, they weren't biting. They're saying all the right things. It is a measuring stick in my mind, and I think in a lot of fans' minds as well. This is a Ravens team that many expected to be in the Super Bowl or competing to go in the Super Bowl. They have a Lamar Jackson. They have a Derrick Henry. I think Baltimore is going to win this game. I think Washington's going to have a good showing. They're not going to get embarrassed. I think it'll be a 7-10 point game. And I think the Ravens defense, they were embarrassed last week against Cincinnati. And I think it's personal to them to try to shut down Cliff Kingsbury, Jaden Daniels. They're all the talk. I think the Ravens defense might make a couple more plays that'll be the difference, whether it's a turnover, interception, to kind of make this game go in the favor of the Ravens. So give me Baltimore by 7 against the Commanders.
And you'll be up there.
I'm going. Can't wait, guys. It's going to be fun. Must see TV.
All right.
Very cool. All right. Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Yep. Still have some people that want to chime in. The MGM National Harbor listener lines are open at 800-636-1067. Who do you like on Sunday? Do the Ravens snap the Commanders' winning streak, or do the Commanders go into Baltimore and win their fifth in a row? Your call's next here on the Junks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's my plan. Before we get to the calls, I think I need to bring a Don't Sleep energy drink with me to the Scotty's Vodka tailgate before the Terps game.
Why?
And then I'll pour a Don't Sleep energy into my Scotty's Vodka right there on the spot, and I'll have a delicious libation, and I'll be serving two sponsors at once. Oh, man. I might be a borderline genius.
Are you going to take a nappy nap, too, today?
Yeah, because I'm going to be up till like midnight,
yeah.
And I need a nap to get me through. Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of duplicitous because other days I'm not up until midnight and I still need a nap most days to get me through.
It's just in your routine.
Yeah. It's what I do.
Do you have anybody besides your wife living in the house now?
My daughter lives at home because she is attending grad school currently. Yes. So we have one at home currently. Sometimes Brendan comes home on the weekends from College Park, but we have one full-timer at home.
Are her grad courses in College Park or
no,
in Baltimore?
Marymount, Arlington, Virginia.
Oh, Marymount.
Yeah. Marymount, yep.
Gotcha.
Yep. I know exactly where that is.
A lot of commuting on the G-Dub Parkway.
All right, we got a bunch of people that still want to weigh in on Commanders Ravens. Who do they like? Mm-hmm. It is interesting. The poll on X remains about 55%.
Ravens.
Towards the Ravens.
I like these guys. Get the dub, get the upset.
Still at 55%. But on Instagram, for some reason, you can vote at Sports Junkies Radio.
That,
I put up the same poll.
Oh, you did?
And look at that, Jason. 62% Commanders.
What was your score prediction again?
My short-term memory is very shoddy, but I think it was 34-31. Full-blown shootout.
I thought that's what
Edmonton
I picked,
Bank.
But I picked for the Ravens.
Shootout at the bank, Valdez. Now, usually you don't want shootouts at a bank, but I think that might be what's happening at M&T Bank this weekend.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067.
All right, let's see here. Let's go to Dave in Bethesda. Hey, Dave. What's up, buddy?
Hey, I'm kind of conflicted on this game, and let me tell you why. I'm a longtime old Baltimore fan. But both times that the Ravens have won the Super Bowl, they've lost to the Redskins in the regular season. Mm. I say the Redskins because they'll always be the Redskins to me.
Okay, fine.
But they lost to them in both of those years. Now, they lost to them in Washington
Washington.
Right. Yeah, Washington. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
But as far as the game goes, I think the only prediction I would make is that I think you're going to see the Baltimore defense show up. And I think those guys feel a little disrespected. That doesn't mean you can't win the game. The Commanders can win the game. So I would just think it's probably going to be a very good game.
Hey, Dave, let me ask you this.
Low scoring.
You live in Bethesda, correct, according to the call screener?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You actually walk around in Bethesda and talk to people, and you say Washington instead of Washington?
That's how he says it.
I apologize for that, boys. I'm sorry about that. Sometimes I'm older, and I don't pronounce my words as well as I should.
Where did you grow up?
Cakes is just making me feel bad.
You're attacking the guy.
Where'd you grow up, though?
I am kind of in attack mode.
You could just make fun of how he says it. You don't have to ask him why he says it.
Where did you grow up?
It's like asking me why I say on. I don't know. I can't help it.
All right. It's because of where you grew up.
I grew up in Frederick, believe it or not.
Okay. All right.
And I was, I actually had a scholarship from the Colt Foundation many years ago, and it played Division III football. But
okay.
I was an old Colt fan, and when they left town, you know, it was. You guys can understand.
So are you a retired guy?
Pardon?
Are you retired?
I hope so.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm retired. But I think it's going to be a good game. But I don't think the game means anything in the long run to either one of these teams.
He definitely
see
Billy Kilmer in person. Lock.
Right.
Cakes just wants to join on the guy.
I'll give you a name from Washington. Bones Taylor. Does anybody remember Bones Taylor?
No.
Well, he played with Sammy Ball. I remember
that. I have to be a bag of bones to remember this person.
Yeah. He's a Sammy Ball guy. Cakes.
Yeah. What did you? Hey, Dave, what did you do for a living?
Hey, what business were you in?
Well, I'm a lawyer. I'm retired. I worked for a
Pony Express.
So.
He locked up Billy Kidd back in the day.
Valdez is doing zings. I couldn't hear. What did he say? He worked for who?
Pony Express.
No. I know what Valdez said. What did Dave say? Dave, who did you work for as a lawyer?
Well, I worked for a corporate. I was a corporate lawyer.
Oh, okay. And then what do you do now?
I represented him in Washington.
He's retired.
I'm asking you, play golf? Like, what do you wake up and do?
I've played a lot of golf
in my years, but I've gotten to the point where if I took a really hard swing, I'm not sure I'd stay on my feet.
That's not good. All right, thank you. Hey, Dave, thank you, man. We appreciate you calling. I appreciate you listening.
Cakes is an ageist.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey, he's been an ageist for a long time.
Maybe you can invite him over to your swing shed, and you can get him back on track. He definitely has persimmon woods, that guy.
Okay. No, doing all the old shit. Yeah. Congrats on Plessy versus Ferguson.
I don't even understand.
Come on.
I don't get it.
All right, let's go to, he's a nice guy. Let's go to Gary in Fairfax.
This says Washington.
Gary, what's on with your phone, man? Pick up the phone.
Hold on, I put him back on hold.
It was on speaker.
Yeah, we just can't speak to that guy.
All right, let's go to Mike in Frederick. Mike, what's up?
Hey, good morning, Junks. How you doing?
What's up, good. Mike?
Great.
What's up?
Good. Hey, listen, before I give you my prediction there, EB, I'm trying to help you out here, buddy.
Yeah.
Now D's been trying to pump you up all week.
Right. Thank you.
It just hadn't worked. Hey, it hadn't worked because he don't know how to talk to you. He ain't speaking your language. I'm going to help you out here.
You speak my language? Yeah. This might not be good. Where are you from?
Frederick.
Frederick.
All right.
Listen,
seriously, people in Frederick. I just want you to know that.
That's okay.
Is that true? Look, am I lying?
Yes, you are.
That's more Valdez's language.
That's your language.
Now you understand how confident you should be.
Go ahead.
Commanders are going to win this thing 31-26, and that doesn't sound like a choke, but Ravens are going to score a touchdown with under a minute to go to make it look closer than what it actually appeared to be.
Garbage time.
Really? All right.
Really?
You're taking his.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to help you out.
Nostradamus.
I don't think you've moved, EB.
That's a good one.
I just don't think he understands. I don't think you guys understand how ugly people in Frederick are.
They made Joan on the fact you got a big ass hole in your shirt.
Where's the hole?
Right there. Your shirt's coming
right
apart.
Here? Right here?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
the one you're sticking your finger currently in? Yes, that one.
It's in the seam, though, right?
It's right there, yeah, in right where seam? Your shoulder is, yes. Right.
That's my big ass deltoid.
Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe it's too many milkshakes.
Well, that would be more the belly.
Yeah.
That's if I busted through the belly of it. Possible.
Aren't you burning up in here wearing that vest? I mean, I'm dying wearing this hoodie. I'm about to self-immolate over here.
I had to take the trash out this morning. It was like 45 degrees.
Yeah, it felt so good.
That was 5 hours ago.
I actually like vests. My chest is nice and warm.
Very good.
I like being warm. You like being cold.
No, he likes being comfortable.
I like being, comfortable.
It's not comfortable when you pump it like 63 degrees like he does when he goes into a hotel room.
65.
Hey, speaking of weather, is there going to be any wind gusts during the game on Sunday?
I don't think so.
Let's take a look.
I think it's going to be 81 degrees and perfecto.
Baltimore weather.
It's so strange.
I mean, it could be a little breezy.
Sunday, high of 79 degrees, and I'll tell you the wind forecast. Buddies loves wind.
Well, it's a major factor in passing.
Looks like 11 miles per hour is what it tops out at.
Nothing.
Should be good. Good to go.
All right, let's go to Ray.
Got to be able to figure out your throws of the wind. Did you see what Caleb was doing last week?
I don't pay attention to him.
Yeah. Well, it just was a clip that went viral. You're always talking about things that go viral. He had like a Gatorade bottle, and he was spraying it to see the wind because it was, I mean, does play in the Windy City.
How does he spray the Gatorade bottle? What does he do?
Just spraying it up, and you would see
how
the water
do you spray?
Just...
Oh, because he had a squirt bottle.
Yeah, squirt bottle.
Okay. I was just trying to understand.
You know, similar to like on the golf course when you pick up the grass and throw it up.
Why didn't he pick up
Nobody does that anymore.
Nobody does that.
Who doesn't
People
do it?
Pluck grass and throw
maybe that's
it up
why
in
you
the
suck.
Yes, dumb. Happens all the time.
I'm not a great golfer, but I think that's a basic.
That seems like something Bagger Vance would have been doing back in the day.
Well, how are you supposed to do it?
How else do we determine the wind?
I don't know.
Exactly. You don't know.
Yeah.
Clueless.
Hey, you know what? Stick to five putting.
Yeah, right. Well, I will. I'll do it next.
Cakes, what do you do? You just do like probably. I can see Cakes doing this.
No, I don't.
He doesn't care about the wind.
I don't care. I just take my club. I hit a worm burner and I go back in the cart and I sit down and drink.
He just goes 130 yards out. Yeah, give me my five iron.
Sure, to throw blades of grass in the air.
All right, let's go to Ray.
Like a caveman.
Oh. Ray,
how else are you supposed to do it?
I don't know. There has to be a better way.
Really?
Hello?
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up, man? Hey, look. I'm predicting 45-17 Washington, and I'm going to tell you the reason why.
Well, I mean, that's just Baltimore's
defense is nothing no more without McDonald. They don't know how to scheme after the second half. Baltimore loses leads in the second half. Their offense, they're okay. They got a good running game. But their passing offense is atrocious. They got wide receivers that's not consistent. Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry is all they have. So if you stop them... What you got?
They got a 29th ranked running defense, man.
Yes.
Running defense.
All right, hold on.
McDonald.
Ray.
Hello?
All right.
You're trying to bet him.
I'll give you 10-1 odds. You put up $10. I'll put up $100.
All right.
If the Commanders win by 28 points.
I bet you.
All right, you got to front the money, though. My Venmo's at Lurch Bish.
I can front and back the money as long as you got yours. I got mine.
All right, so hold on. All right, you know, keep him.
Hold on, listen. I said the same thing last week on my couch. I had a brother-in-law came on my house. Uh-huh. Man, Cleveland gonna beat you. I said, we're going to win by 24. Uh-huh. I was 3 points off. We won by 21.
Okay, but here's my bet.
45-17, dog.
If Washington wins, right here, if Washington wins by 28 or more, I will give you $100. If they win by 27 or less or lose, you owe me 10.
I got you. I ain't got no problem with that.
All right, give me my Venmo.
He's ready.
I'm going to call you Monday morning, man. I'm going to want that 100.
You ain't going to call because it ain't going to happen. And I guarantee I'll get my 10 bucks.
How do you think they're going to stop them and hold them to 17?
Man, 45-17, man. That's the score I'm predicting.
I know, but how do you think they're going to do it? How do they stop them? How do they slow them down?
Oh, we go once you stop their run, man. What do they have?
I mean,
on,
Lamar can
me.
Hook up with Zay Flowers, Isaiah Likely, Rashad Bateman's actually having.
How many
good
touchdown
year.
Passes did Lamar throw last week in the win against the Bengals?
The Bengals defense sucks.
How many touchdown passes did he throw?
That was last week. We talk about Sunday.
All right, the only way the bet is official is if you front the money.
He clearly hasn't seen the stats of why.
I believe it was four.
I got to know. Ray, what do you do for a living?
I'm a retired self-businessman.
Self-businessman.
What does that mean?
Self-businessman.
What was your business back in the day?
What was your business?
I retired from the federal government.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's because you're on business now. But I have my own business now.
What's your business now?
Can we guess? Can we guess your business? Hold, don't say anything.
All right.
Go around the room and guess his business.
All right. Let me see. Don't say anything, okay, Ray?
I think Valdez potted him down.
All right.
He's retired from the government. What is his hustle now?
I think he's got a carry out.
He owns a carryout?
Yes.
Food truck.
There's any chance he owns a carryout.
All right. Food truck.
No, he doesn't do a food truck.
What's his hustle? I'm going to say he's a barber. He's a barber on the side. I don't know.
That's a good one.
All right,
I'm going to say he's one of those guys that sells Nats hats outside.
He sells knockoff like souvenirs.
Yeah, yeah, right down here,
like out in front of Nats Park.
He's right down here.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, if he's is in the Navy Yard, I'll give you a free $5.
Thank you.
All right,
thank
we'll see. You. If he says that I sell knockoff souvenirs at Half Street, I'm going to jump out this window.
All right, are you in Lurch?
I know he just. His business is he makes stupid bets and doesn't pay them off.
Okay, better.
All right. JP, you're in? Yeah,
yes.
You're in. All right, Ray.
I'm going to get radio Monday morning and say I got to give Ray that 100.
Oh, he just won't stop.
All right, Ray, what do you do now?
I own my own personal driver's business.
Personal driver? Oh, you're an Uber driver.
No, I'm not an Uber. I'm a personal driver.
So do you have an SUV? You got a big SUV?
Yeah, I have several SUVs.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, he's got like a fleet of SUVs.
Nice.
That's nice.
He's a chauffeur.
I'm actually jealous. He's got
such a big carbon footprint, all the SUVs. Destroying those.
No carbon footprint.
Yeah.
All right, Ray.
Ray, you know at Lurch Bish.
Ray, you're fine.
I know he doesn't have Venmo.
I hope you
have Venmo?
You're right.
You got Venmo, Ray?
I put him on hold. We'll
right, to give him my Venmo.
Yeah. Hope he's right, because then we would have a fantastic Monday. EB's going to come in Porky Pig.
I would.
Victory Monday.
I got to give him $100 if he fronts the money.
Well, even better.
If they win Monday, I will Porky Pig, butt naked. Nope.
It's five in a row.
No, undies. But I also want people to send us pictures of them Porky Pigging, not at work, at home.
Just at home, while you're getting ready for
and
work.
And I'm not asking for explicit pics.
Yeah.
I'm just proof that you're at your home office Porky Pigging.
Pantsless.
You might like, look, ESPN split. Two people pick Ravens, two people pick the Commanders, including a former GM in the league, and Mike Tannenbaum, and I'm not sure what Graziano was. I feel like he was at the NFL before he became a reporter.
I don't know. No idea. All right.
Anyway.
All right, we'll see.
800-636-1067 is the number. Right now, I'm going to hook up caller number 10 with two tickets to go see Whitney Cummings, Big Baby Friday, October 11th. Oh, that's tonight. So call in if you can go. It's at Warner Theater. Tickets are on sale. For tickets and more event information, you can visit 1067thefan.com/events. So if you want to go to Whitney Cummings tonight at Warner Theater, call us now at 800-636-1067. Caller 10 wins the prize. My handwriting is so bad that Mike Marr has to come in and ask me if something is a 4 or a 5. I actually thought it was a 5, and the cake said, no, it's a 4.
Can you write legibly? Can you just slow down a little bit? And I understand, like, writing is kind of a lost art.
Yeah.
Like, putting letters on a paper. People don't do it a lot in 2024. Just slow down a little bit.
Your wife is a public school teacher.
She is, yes.
Does she teach cursive anymore?
I don't know that they teach that anymore.
I don't think they do in the public schools.
It's a good question. I would ask her. I don't know.
I know at St. Elizabeth's, they teach cursive. They still do at that particular
I think that's,
Catholic school, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I think that's private school dependent.
Yeah.
Sort of. Yeah.
It'll be a lost art.
It's definitely a lost art.
I don't know
that
my son can sign his name. Like, he would probably print it out.
Right.
Like, it would be, like, probably uppercase letters.
I've got,
because I don't know that he ever was taught cursive.
I've got a silly signature.
Like, do you? Oh, let's see this.
Right there.
I remember Eric Bickle. You used to love your signature when we were kids.
I used to practice it when I was a kid.
Do you have a good one anymore? Or is it?
It deteriorated.
Yeah. Let me see your John Alville.
Hold on,
do you throw in the M or do you throw Martin?
Oh, it's right there. Cake's in the middle. I don't throw Martin. Why would I put Martin in my signature?
Marty.
It's not that good of a signature.
I think it's pretty good.
He thinks this is silly.
It's better than 80% of pro athletes who I see sign their stupid trading cards.
Yeah, I mean,
right, because they're stupid.
Oh, what are you doing?
It's fine.
That piece of paper is very valuable.
All right. You know what? Let's do a little Junkies Blitz right now, brought to you by Offenbachers. You can visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis for a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture. Of course, we have our touchdown parlay. That's up on our Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio, as well as our picks. Mike Marr will put those up later on the IG page.
Very good.
Couple of storylines here for the weekend. So you have a London game.
That's right. 9:30
Jazz Bears. Don't sleep on it.
9:30 a.m. Get those lineups in early.
Caleb and the Bears go for their third straight win, so they're not on a heater like the Commanders, but they've won two in a row, going for three in a row. And I believe favorable matchup for Caleb, who had his best game last week, because the Jags have the 31st ranked pass defense.
Mm-hmm. Joe Flacco just went nuke on him last weekend, yeah. And I would expect Caleb.
Trevor finally had a good game last week.
Yep.
So that is your London game. We mentioned this earlier in the show, but it's also going to be Drake May's first start.
It's a big one.
Takes on the Houston Texans. Texans, of course, 4-1.
Houston, pretty big favorite on the road, almost 7 points. 37 is your total.
I've seen some analysts say, well, why are they doing this now? I think it's just impatience, but they have the, by some metrics, the worst offensive line.
I know, that's not good. They're probably going to try and run a lot. Just hope he makes plays, stays healthy, but makes plays.
Well, here's part of why they're doing it now. 3-13-10.
That's
their offensive output in their last three games. Yeah. They need some sort of boost and a spark, and they're hoping May provides it.
Another big storyline, of course, the Jets have a new head coach, Robert Saleh, out. They're going to take on the Bills on Monday Night Football. Interestingly, they demoted Hackett as offensive coordinator.
Aaron's boy.
Oh, really?
They stripped him of his play-calling duties.
They made the quarterback coach the OC.
So that's Aaron Rodgers' guy. I saw, I think he was in, I think Hackett was hired before Rodgers came there. It was kind of like they dangled him.
Yeah.
Like, hey, look, we got your guy, Hackett. He's going to run the offense.
Is it possible that he's just like totally over his skis, Nathaniel Hackett?
I mean, he had a dud offense when he was the head coach of Denver for how many games?
He didn't
even
last that long.
Not many.
I don't think he made it 10
half,
games.
Yeah.
Half the season. They jettisoned him with the quickness. So they said, you're out of here.
So bizarre to me.
And really the only other game that I wanted to mention, there's a lot of kind of mismatches.
There's a big one you're missing. Unless you're
Lions Cowboys?
Yeah.
That's the one I wanted to bring up. 425 Lions and Cowboys. Of course, Cowboys haven't looked great, but they actually have a 3-2 record.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on what happens with the Commanders, you know, they could be atop the division with Washington after this game. Lions, of course, have just one loss this season, and they look really good. Saw a stat about your boy Brock Purdy, though, and it relates to the Lions and Jared Goff. And I was surprised I didn't see Mahomes on the list. And maybe it was just NFC quarterbacks, but Brock Purdy has had three touchdowns or more without interceptions 8 times.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that I read it, it was most in the NFL. Second place is Goff and Josh Allen. So I guess it's across the league. We've done it 6 times. But Purdy's done it 8 times.
And did it last night.
Purdy's the real deal. Lurch someday will come around on him.
But Goff's done it 3 times.
I need him to win the Super Bowl.
I feel like all of us kind of buried Goff couple seasons ago.
I refuse to believe in Goff.
And now he's one of the top guys in the league.
I find that hard to believe.
I mean, the Lions have a top, I think, 6 offense in the league right now.
I know. It's crazy.
They're very balanced with their rush and the pass.
I would rather have Purdy than Goff. I don't even think it's close.
I think I would, too.
Yeah.
But Goff's really good.
But Goff is good. I mean, now Goff's got legit receivers.
I used to think he was the worst.
Well, he also needs protection.
They also have Gibbs and Montgomery.
They got good running backs, good receivers.
Gibbs has 285 yards rushing, Montgomery 271. It's a pretty nice 1-2 punch there.
Going to hook up caller number 10 right now with 2 tickets to go see the Deftones North American Tour 2025. That's Sunday, April 6th at Capital One Arena. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, you can visit thefandc.com/events. So caller 10 at 800-636-1067. EB's heading to New Jersey first, then to New Haven.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be coming in so hot. It's crazy. Hopefully, we make it.
What time do you pick up your boy?
It depends on what time I get on the road. I got to go home, pick up my wife and daughter, then I got to go pick him up at Sea Caucus, New Jersey.
Big Odyssey.
Best of luck. We got to get out of here. B. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.